Proudly, the boy conducted the honored rider out of the log house to the corral. Fry looked over the ponies with a shrewd eye. "Good horses, those," he voiced his opinion. "Any one of them suits me, but I'd like to have the best." "Then," said William Saunders quickly, "you will take that bay pony over there in the corner. I've ridden them all, and he's my favorite."
"I should like to see you pick him." "Please, Mr. Fry, I know horses, and there isn't a better pony in the settlement."
Fry nodded solemnly. "The bay it is, lad," he agreed. "I'll rope him, and we'll slick him down between us, see that he's fed and watered, and you shall ride him to the station for me." Long before the train from the east, drawn by a queer wood-burning locomotive, was due, every man, woman, and child in the settlement had gathered to see Johnny Fry start off on his first trip. There were several speeches. Everybody shook Fry's hand a last time, and they settled down to await the train. At a spot where the baggage and mail car usually came to a stop, William Saunders stood holding the bay pony. On the ground, nearby lay Fry's saddle. The rider himself, in a new flannel shirt, buckskin trousers, high boots, and wide-brimmed hat, caressed the pony's nose, making friends with the animal. Far down the shining twin rails of steel sounded the piercing whistle of the locomotive. Fry seized his saddle, clapped it upon the pony's back, tightened it with quick, skillful motions, saw that the bridle was in place, his rifle in its holster, and pistols in his belt, and sprang into the saddle just as the train came in. From the train, the mail pouch for California was tossed out. Willing hands caught it in mid-air and handed it to Fry.